Nigeria inflation rate hits 28-year highs. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at The K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Today's top story is sponsored by BK Capital, a leading investment company in Rwanda. Our experienced advisors specialize in bonds and shares and can help you unlock the untapped potential of your franc investments. Whether you're an investor or a shareholder, we provide a calculated strategy for financial empowerment. To learn more about the world of investment possibilities, visit our website at www.bkcapital.rw for an in-depth exploration. Today's episode features Kazim Teobade and Olumide Sowombo, founders of Blue Chip Technology. With their balance sheet hitting $60 million in 2023 and making strides to enter more markets, we ask about their view on the ICT sector in Africa.
Okay, if I start, I think the ICT sector within Africa as a whole, what excites me is the availability of talent and young people. And that's a key telltale sign for future development. In 2050, Uganda will be 105 million people, with 50% of that population below 20. In 2050, Nigeria will be the third most populous country in the world, right? With part of the youngest workforce. So I mentioned Nigeria in West Africa, Uganda in East Africa. How do we become that hub for tech talent outsourcing to the world and be that workforce generation? That's what gets me very, very excited about building, and Kazim mentioned our training program earlier on, about training that talent. Many Africans, if you ask them, they don't want to migrate. They'd rather stay at home if the opportunities were here. So stay here, build here, and build for the world. And that's the opportunity for the young African entrepreneur today, the young Africa tech talent today. And that's what gets me very excited.
Okay, so on top of what Olumide just mentioned, okay, which is, you know, talent development, it's also important that the African continent starts to stimulate demand for these services. It's still a thing for many of us, right, in Africa, to still see that, yes, I need to import, right, this software. I need to import this thing from, you know, from other parts of the world. And some of these things are not rocket science, with some, you know, commitment, some support, with some boldness from the government, right, this thing can actually be done by these people. I mean, by these people that we're trying to get them to be upskilled. So as we're trying to, you know, manage the supply side, let's also get the demand side. Let's not deliberate about the demand side. And the African continent should be able to work. The countries within the African continent should be able to work, you know, work well together, like what you see with EU.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Cocoa futures soared past $10,000 per ton, a new record high, as concerns about shrinking global supplies persist. Cocoa prices have been steadily rising since mid-2022 due to poor harvest as a result of extreme weather in major cocoa-producing countries in West Africa, that is Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana. Cameroon, another cocoa-producing nation, has also been seeing much of the same conditions. Traders are closely monitoring the April to September mid-crop in Ivory Coast, where ongoing low rainfall and high temperatures may curtail output. Latest data shows Ivory Coast shipped only 1.3 million metric tons of cocoa to ports from October 1st to April 7th, down by 27.8%, from the same time last year. And a quick trip around Africa. American biotech company Moderna has suspended its construction of a vaccine manufacturing plant in Kenya after registering a $1 billion loss, prompted by less demand for COVID-19 vaccines since 2022. The manufacturing process of the continent's most crucial vaccines is still at the formative stage. It would take years before any meaningful attempts are made, pushing Moderna to focus on more rewarding ventures. The company's share price fell by 0.12%. When the stock market closed, 2023 was a particularly difficult a difficult year for Moderna investors after it lost 45% of its share value. The company signed a deal in March 2022 with former President Uhuru Kenyatta, promising to invest $500 million in the mRNA plant that would churn out more than 500 million doses of Kusha vaccines to the continent's most vulnerable. After the finalization of the deal with government last year in March, Moderna was supposed to operate within the special economic zone. The move would have seen the company exempted from some taxes, with government ramping up its FDI to achieve $10 billion annually. Digital mobility services company Uber has launched Uber Teens Account in South Africa, which will enable youth aged 13 to 17 to hail rides while their trips can be monitored and tracked with a suite of safety and security systems. This is according to Uber Sub-Saharan African GM Kagiso Kaole. The solution is linked to parents and guardians' Uber profiles and enables guardians to monitor every stage of the trip. All Uber safety and security solutions are employed, including automated audio recording, trip tracking, location-based security response, and artificial intelligence systems that monitor for deviations from routes and lengthy stops. Only highly rated experienced drivers who have passed local screening and background check requirements will be able to receive trips from teen account holders. Guardians can also call drivers anytime, and Uber Teen drivers can also change their destination of rather, and Uber Teen drivers cannot change the destination of their trip. Nigeria's annual inflation rate soared to 33.2%, the highest since March 1996, from 31.7% in the previous month. The highest inflation is mainly driven by a sharp fall in local currency coupled with the removal of the fuel subsidy. Food inflation, which accounts for the bulk of Nigeria's inflation basket, continued to climb to 40% in March, the highest since August of 2005, from 37.9% in the prior month. The annual core inflation, which excludes farm produce and energy, jumped to multi-year highs of 25.9% in March. On a monthly basis, consumer prices eased slightly to 3%, down from 3.1% in February. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of The Cave Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thecavefinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at The Cave Financial. And you can find me at The Dong.